Michigan's Sex Offender Registry is one of the state's most popular government websites. It gets millions of hits every year. Juveniles convicted of sex crimes in Michigan are required to register as sex offenders on a private list. The list is available only to law enforcement. But when they turn 18, their names go on the list that's posted online. Many parents are concerned that the law is so broad that their sons are being branded for life for what they say are youthful indiscretions. Michigan Public Radio's Sarah Hewlett reports.
Kathy and her husband Don live in rural southwest Michigan. Their son Sean, that's not his real name, pleaded guilty at age 13 to criminal sexual conduct. He molested his younger cousin. Sean was 10 at the time. His cousin was 6. Part of Sean's sentence required him to do community service. He worked first at a local food pantry and then on a farm last summer to pay restitution to his cousin's family. Kathy says her son has learned his lesson. She says Sean gets depressed every 3 months when he's required to check in with a probation officer.
He's never going to forget it, but why does he have to be reminded of it every 3 months? He can't ever get past it. He says, what can I do to make up for this? There's nothing you can do. You're labeled with a scarlet letter.
State lawmakers acknowledge that the sex offender registry may be too punitive for some young people. Representative Larry Julian is leading the effort to exempt some young offenders who are not a danger to the public. On the floor of the state house, the former police officer says putting offenders who are not a threat on the list undermines its usefulness.
You have consensual juvenile Romeo and Juliets, and they're on the sex offender registry for 25 years. There's something wrong with that.
I think we need to be very careful when we use the types of terms of Romeo and Juliet or playing doctor.
Kathy Agenian is with the Michigan Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence.
You can have situations where you have a 12 or 13-year-old child, but still bringing in a younger child under the guise of playing doctor, when what they really are doing is sexually assaulting that child.
Complicating matters is a 2002 state appeals court ruling. It said the plea deals some offenders were making with prosecutors and judges in order to stay off the public registry were illegal. The court said if a victim is younger than 18 and the offense is sex-related, an offender has to register, plea deal or not. The ruling affects kids like Sean, the teen convicted of sexual contact with his young cousin. Sean struck such a deal with the local prosecutor, where he pleaded guilty to a lesser charge to avoid having to appear on the public list of sex offenders when he turns 18. As it stands right now, the plea bargain is no guarantee he'll stay off the public list. At home in his room, Sean says he's learning to accept the fact that he may not be able to work in law enforcement or enlist in the military or work with children. Sean says these days he spends a lot of time listening to music. One of his favorite bands is Chevelle.
Like, this song is like called Send the Pain Below. And it's about how you take all your problems and you just ignore them, and then they, you know, over time, they just kind of, they build up and you just want to tell some people and stuff.
There's broad consensus among officials and legislators that Michigan's sex offender registry snared some teens who are promiscuous but not necessarily dangerous. The challenge for lawmakers now is to amend the law to better spell out just who is a threat and who is not. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Hewlett in Lansing, Michigan.